So I have two friends who are interesting. They have the worst sense of direction I've ever seen, ever. I mean, just it's dumbfounding. We'll go out of their garage and their house, take a left turn, and they're lost. I mean, it's extraordinary. You go down one street, and but the two of them have two different approaches about how to handle this. One, and he will keep driving. Take a left, take a right, keep going straight. He's completely lost, but he never lets on. Just keeps going. And then eventually he goes, I don't know, where are we going again? Oh, God. And then he'll say it, and I said, like, we've passed that store three times. He goes, oh, I didn't see it. And I'm like, okay. But the one I appreciate is my other friend who gets lost and knows it. And of course, everyone in the car knows it. But he'll go like, oh. He'll pull over into a turn lane and says, I need to take a U-turn. I'm completely lost. And we always go, again. But what you never really stress about, because you know as soon as he's lost, he's going to tell you. Like, and it's pretty ready. Like, it happens within the first 5 minutes. So you don't get stressed. But on the other, my other friend is so frustrating because you think he knows where he's going. He's really good at faking it. And so we assume we know where we're going, and in like 15, 20 minutes, we're completely lost, and it's so frustrating. But the one friend who I model a lot of is just say, yep, I'm lost, I need a U-turn. I think that's what Lent is all about. Is to say, yep, I'm lost, you take a U-turn. You need to get back. You need to get back to the basics. I need to get back to where Jesus is taking me. But the first requirement is to acknowledge that we're lost, that we're sinners. That's what the Lenten journey is all about. Now, in America today, it's really hard to admit that we're sinners and that we're lost. Not because we aren't lost. It's because it's just one of those things which we generally don't do. We generally don't admit that we're wrong. We generally don't admit that we have failed. But that is the cornerstone of our faith. And it is most certainly the foundation of the Lenten journey. Is to pause, to say, I'm lost. I need to take a U-turn. I need to go back. Now, what's interesting about this gospel passage is it tells us to have this sense of humility, that don't do everything in secret, and then we go smudge ashes on our head and go into the whole world to say. Has that ever struck you as a contradiction? It is, right? It's a bit weird. We read the same gospel every year, and every year we get smudged with ashes on our head and we go out, oh, you're Catholic. Yep, I am. No, actually, if you really want to know what the response should be, because what this says is I'm lost. What the cross on our forehead says to the whole world, I'm lost and I'm a sinner. So if somebody asks you, you got to ask you, oh, you Catholic, yep, I'm lost. Yep, I'm a sinner. That's me. That now, if you're ready for a conversation, they might readily agree with you. Oh, yeah, you're a sinner, right? And then they'll list you. But that might be a good conversation because you might be able to help them with how lost they are. But nobody's going to tell us how lost they are unless we say how lost we are. See, the foundation is this cross in our head that says humbly, not proudly, not out of pride, but out of humility, say, yes, I am indeed lost. I am indeed a sinner. And I say that publicly because every single one of us is. Every single one of us, including myself and maybe even more so myself, because I've got more opportunity to do good. So the challenge for us is to really take this journey of Lent seriously. And not just have it end with the ashes on our head when we wash it off tonight. That this is just the beginning of 40 days. And 40 days of U-turns. 40 days of admitting that I am lost. 40 days of acknowledging that I am a sinner. 40 days of acknowledging that I need God's help. You see, when we start there, that beautiful place of humility is, as hard as it is, it's really the foundation of a good Christian life. That's when we get down to the basics. Yep, that's me, the sinner. And that's why Pope Francis started there. And he said, who is Pope Francis? The first words out of his mouth, a sinner. I am a sinner. And he was quoting St. Peter when asked who he was. I am a sinner. So now traditionally, every year, the church gives us three ways in which to focus on this. Prayer, the foundation that helps us come to that realization that I'm lost. It's real. I'm really lost here. The second one is to fast, to pull back some of the luxuries of life, maybe even some of the necessities, to take away some things, to focus our attention on our lostness. To say, yep, I really am. And then to turn our attention to others who might be equally or maybe even less lost than us, but desperately in need of nourishment, desperately in need of the basics of life. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. That's the foundation of our Lenten journey. But the challenge for us is then, what should we fast from that will focus our attention? How is that prayer going to look like? Each one of us are going to have to really take that into our heart and decide how we're going to do it. It isn't just going to happen because we've got ashes on our head today. As much as we might want that, it's going to require of us a deliberate choice to make. This Lent's going to be different. 2019, I'm going to make it different. I'm going to do something that says to myself and the world that I'm lost every day. Maybe that means trying to take that one word that we say that we know that we ought not to say to somebody. Maybe it's to our spouse that we have a cutting comment that we jab at, or with our children, we give a little jab, or maybe the kids who are here, we give a parent a little jab with these cutting, only one or two words. It's all it takes to cut ourselves down. Siblings are great for doing it with one another all the time. And we watch it and we know it. Maybe this Lent we refrain, we fast from that. Maybe it's we fast from our negativity of life. That we decide we're just not going to be negative. That I'm lost in that way. That I've lost the joy of life, so I'm going to grab a hold of joy each day and I'm going to lift myself up with God's grace. Maybe it's that we're going to be kind to somebody. Every day, be kind to one person. There's a multitude of our sins that we can attend to. And if you need any help, ask your spouse. Ask your children. They'll tell you your sins right up front. They won't need much prompting. The reality is, we all know we're sinners. The reality is, we all know that we're all a little bit lost in life. So today, as we start our Lenten journey, we're going to put that cross in our head. We're going to say, I'm lost. I need to take a U-turn, turn back towards Christ. And we need to change one little thing. Maybe it's the words of Lent that will change us this year. Maybe it's the deeds, but let Lent change us from the inside out. I'm lost. Lord, help me.